Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode in which me and Luca are not in person. We are
over video.
Yeah, but 21st episode of Off the Clock. What is up, my guy?
What's up, man? I hope this video thing looks cool, you know?
Yeah, no, I hope so as well. I think it'd be cool to get like. Maybe if we can get some video going, maybe post a little pic where you can see our faces. And let me just say something. If we do end up posting a video, which hopefully we do, where you see like our faces back and forth, you have a nice painting behind you. Bro, yeah, I'm literally in my basement. There's my dad's tool shed behind me. A plant, okay. One of those oleander plants that go outside. Yep, just chilling with me right here. And a coat rack. So I don't have much of a nice scene, but hey. Bill Gates started out of his garage, my guy.
Exactly. And we got, you know, I got a little Picasso here. It's not a big deal, really.
Yeah, you know.
A one of one.
Off the clock pays well. Off the clock retirement fund.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about when you mentioned plants, though? I don't know why I thought of this. And I haven't seen it in a while. You always used to have that aloe vera plant in your
buddy,
house.
Buddy, we still got it. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, the cactus or the aloe vera plant. Do you remember, we still, okay. remember when we used to play mini sticks in my? So I used to have the carpeting downstairs, and we used to play in my basement, and we used to throw on the Leaf game. We used to put, remember that old mattress we used to have? We used to put it along one side, and then put the couch right beside, so it was like the boards, and then the wall on the other side. And we had like a little area, and then like where the stairs landed, the landing of the stairs was one net, and the cantina door, the cellar door, was the other net.
Yeah.
Remember that time somebody body checked you into the side? You had a cut, you're bleeding. I'm just thinking about, imagine we did that now. Like broken bone, 200%, full contact. Yeah. Dude, we used to throw each other into the wall.
Now there'd be aches and pains for days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but then we used to, if we get like a little rug burn, we used to go to the aloe vera plant.
Yeah.
Thing.
So back to the aloe vera plant, you used to get the rug burn or any, like, let's say any cut, whatever. Go to the aloe vera, cut it open, put a little bit on, you're healed.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Like, why didn't I start like an aloe biz? Just, hey, you guys need some free aloe. I got you.
I should have brought to school. Yeah, I should have
brought to school.
Better than the ice.
Ice. Ice. Hey, miss, I banged my head. I might have a concussion. How about some ice? Yeah, that'll help.
In the brown paper towel.
Yeah. You know what I noticed? Do you remember like the paper towels at school? The one thing I'll say, the purpose of a towel is to clean up a spill by absorbing the mess.
Yeah.
Those brown paper towels, just spread it out. If you spill juice, you're going to have a sticky desk for 2 weeks.
You ever blow your nose with one of those things?
Oh my God.
It's like cutting.
Just a cut. Yeah.
Right on my nose.
Yeah. If you want like a nice, moist, soft nose that like one of those like tissues can do, where you just kind of like touch it and it just feels better.
It's this stuff. There was really no
win. Scrape the bottom of your nose. You know a kid is sick or has a cold in elementary school when he is walking around with just red underneath his nose. Like, dude, you are blow. And then those people that just use that, like blow hard into those things. Oh man, that hurts. It's like cardboard. Yeah.
It was either that or you used the toilet paper, which wasn't any better.
Oh, man. One ply just broke. And for the snot coming out of my nose.
Oh, God. Yeah, the people who use the brown paper towels are the same people who had that, you know, they used to lick their lips.
Yeah, yeah.
And had the red ring around their lips.
Yeah.
Shout out Amelia. She definitely
had that. Station manager.
That's a little inside joke, yeah. But,
yeah. We should also mention that we have an event coming up for Radio Laurier which we're also a part of. Our show, look at this plug. Our show airs there Wednesdays 8 to 9. There you go. Nice, so you just slid it in there. But we got to figure out a mixed drink to make. So we gotta make a cocktail,
make a fishbowl
for the next event. Okay.
Make a fishbowl.
Yeah. I love those things, man.
Yeah.
So you texted me today while I was working away, and you mentioned something about weddings. There's a little trend going on. Take it away, my guy.
Shout out Paula for reminding me of the idea. I've seen it, but she said
you know,
to talk about it. So basically,
yeah.
Yeah, literally, yeah. So there's this trend on TikTok, and it's like wedding rules or something like that. And people are just like given a list of rules that they want at their wedding. So I thought we could, you know, give our rules, maybe make it a little fun, kind of give people a little, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but, you know, give them a little peek, a sneak peek at what our weddings will look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're invited to mine or if I'm invited to yours, yeah, I don't know.
Better have a special table, bro.
I have an episode, special, bro. Off the clock episode.
Hey guys, we are live at the wedding. Dude, you're getting married. I just want to mention.
Yeah, I know you're going to talk about. I just want to mention. What you're going to talk about.
So there's this guy that works at Barstool Sports, okay? His name is Lil Sasquatch.
He's so funny.
Dude, I go through some of the comments. People say like, this is brutal, whatever, dude. I laugh every single time. He made a video. He's like, if Jesus was invited, or if podcasts were around when Jesus was around, like if podcasting was the thing. And it's like how every podcast is like, so I'm sitting here, guys, special guest. Let me see if I get this correct. Is it Jesus? He's like, no, it's Jesus Christ. And he goes, okay. Oh, nice. He goes, so dude, I've been hearing like, so apparently last week, something happened. What's going on? He goes, yeah, so I died. And then 3 days later, I'm like resurrected, dude. Like I'm back. He's like, holy shit. Like you died. He's like, yeah, how was that?
You're
He's
dead.
Like,
I was dead.
He was like, I was dead and it was messed up. And then like, I came back. It's sick. It's like basically how every podcast interview is. It's like, imagine. Oh, it's like, such a funny video.
It was so funny.
So that made me think when I said, hey guys, we're live. We're at Shreepa's Shreep. Hey man, how you feeling? You're getting married, dude. How do you feel? It's sick, bro.
But yeah, we'll do an episode from the wedding. But yeah, so this wedding rules thing. So I thought, you know, we'll just give our wedding rules, make them fun, and try to, you know, just go from there. I can start if you want. But I'm going to try to go on like order of like sequence of events that like that will happen throughout the day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You listen to me or you just.
No, I'm not. I'm okay.
I'm not there, so I can't tell if you're actually listening or not.
Yeah. This time. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. So yeah. Throughout the day.
Okay.
Are we going to go back and forth? Because I think I might want to chip in every once in a while.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to start here. So, you know how, like, well, at least this is how in you know, our traditions are.
Yeah.
The groomsmen go to the... actually, you know, let's start there. Groomsmen? I saw some people saying they don't want a wedding party. That's not me.
You might have to pull up two limos to get the boys. All right.
It's going to be a lot of people.
I'm picking up all the boys with a limo. I'm driving. Yeah. There you go. If that cuts costs, I'll drive the limo.
I'll drive the limo. Yeah. So that's going to be a standard.
Yeah.
Black suit.
Dude.
Of course. And.
Or like, I don't know. I've seen some stuff with like a nice light blue suit. Now, I know that's like different. That's very millennial. Man, you got to go with the times sometimes. I don't know. I like it. Light blue suit with these yucky right in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, your eyes. You got nice eyes.
I might find a new wife. Multiple people giving me the, hey, I know it's your wedding, but here's my number. I'm kidding.
I don't think that'll go well.
No, I'm kidding. All right. So black tie event.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta stay classy.
Yeah, keep it classy. But you know, so what I was saying is, you know how like the groomsmen go to the, what are we called? Groomsmen.
Yeah, the groomsmen, the boys.
The groom. Okay, they all go to his casa, right? They all go to his house, and this is, you know, just based on me and you. I'm saying we rip a little brunch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like before we get ready.
Yeah, like a pre-game meal.
Kind of, yeah. Like, be in my place by, like, 7 a.m. We'll
and get,
like,
your
McDonald's breakfast to cater.
And have the right mentality.
Yeah.
Like, we'll I want this McDonald's to be a mindset. Breakfast. Not just show up and just walk down the aisle. Bro,
we're a team.
Yeah, we're a team. Five men.
Start to finish. Yeah, start to finish.
Who's my sixth man of the year? I need a bench player to come off the bench and post up for me.
100%, yeah. So, we I say it's mandatory. Right before we all, well, not all, like, but right before we start getting ready, you know? I want a nice brunch, McDonald's caters, and rip some coffees, maybe some mimosas, but not too many. You don't want to get reckless. And yeah, just have a good time. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Agreed. Yeah. First of all,
it's a good start to the day.
100%. But the one thing I would want to do, I want to hire like a camera crew. Like right off the bat, we're hiring a camera crew right off from the moment I wake up. A camera crew is going to be there, not watching me wake up
in the bed like a vlog. No,
like hey guys, vlog. Today I'm getting married. No, but ooh,
what is up, guys?
What is up, guys? Today I'm going to be throwing you through the roller coaster of my wedding. No, but. What I would want is like a camera crew. So like the first scene is me like, yeah, I'm nervous. And like, a testimonial. So I would want my wedding to have like testimonials. My groomsmen, if there's some drama, like they go to the diary room and like, yo, like this guy's acting up. You want like
the office.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This guy's acting up. I'm going to have to call him out on it. And then you pan over. Hey, dude, didn't like that you did this. Like, cause you see the testimony. I want an event. I don't want this just to be like a wedding. I want it to be like a moment, you know, like a movie. Yeah.
Like a production.
So the beginning scenes, when the groomsmen wake up at 7 a.m., I want them all to be in streetwear with headphones in, like a basketball player coming in to the stadium. I want a short little description about them right when they walk in. So my wedding videos, it's going to have the wedding and the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah.
But the beginning, I want my groomsmen walking in with headsets and they're heading the game. Guy walks in, it's like, hey, this is the, you know.
Yeah, like Lucas Sharipa.
Groomsman, Lucas Sharipa.
Big butt, bigger heart, something like that.
Big butt, bigger heart. And then some random fact, like can eat 30 pancakes in a sitting when he's hungry. Facts. Yeah. Right? And then me.
And then I'll prove it when we have the brunch. So.
Yeah. Me, it's like, I don't know, something wild. Like can run like a
Luca Finnamore, first career wedding. Like first stuff
career
like that.
Wedding, yeah. First career wedding, rookie at weddings, high prospect, high end talent, something like that. So I want like a little intro, but I want the guys walking in like ready, and then so we're gonna stagger it. Hey, dude, come in your streetwear. Where when they come in, you ready? Yeah, yeah. And then maybe if you have like, and I want pregame speeches or pregame
like interviews. Yeah.
How are you feeling about?
If you have
how are you feeling about the wedding tonight, dude? I'm stoked. But I also think like we gotta have our heads in the game. This is not my first rodeo, but I know that. We got to be there for this guy, and we got to act as a team tonight, and we'll have the right result if we all show up.
And maybe if you have a cousin who's already been married, you know, or was married, he's like the vet kind of. Yeah. So he gives like, yeah, we're just gonna get help him walk through it. You know, it's a long day. Look,
I've been through this. It's an easy game if you know what you're doing, but you gotta have the right leadership. Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. When you think about it, I think it's exactly 100%. The same thing as a Super Bowl or some sort of final. Really.
Yeah, dude, you gotta have the camera crew walking in, the trainers.
This is no halftime show.
Can you stretch out my arms? Because I just want to make sure, right? Yeah.
I like that camera crew idea. I really do.
Oh, dude, like an Amazon Prime series.
Yeah, it could be like an HBO thing, you know, like behind the scenes. I like that. So that's the morning.
Yeah.
Not much we could change when we start getting ready. Obviously, there's got to be some music pumping. All right?
Yeah.
There's got to be some good 100%. Music going. And then I'm going to say... First things first, I'm not having a limo. I'm having one of those limo buses. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Limos are kind of too low. And I don't want my knees up where my chest is.
Can I say something about limos?
Yeah.
There is nothing in this world more overrated than a limo. Man, when people say like, oh, we're taking a limo downtown, it's like, oh, so you're getting downtown in the most uncomfortable way possible. Limos, if you're at the back of a limo, you're basically lying down.
No.
And if I'm wearing nice clothes, I'm not lying down in this clothes. You know what I mean? I don't like limos, to be honest with you. They're nice.
They're fun.
But you got to crouch, dude. We're big guys. Yeah, you got to walk in there. You got to do this little crouch shimmy. I'm not shimmying. I don't want to shimmy on my wedding.
I just think like for the wedding, like there's a lot of you in there, right?
Yeah. And now I want to sweat. It gets crowded and it's getting hot.
If you got like a group of people, like just a group of friends, fine. But you know, this is a wedding day. We can't be sweated and stuff.
No. And let's say I'm sweating, right? Because first of all,
I'm sweating.
I'm known to be someone who can perspire every once in a while.
Of course. I
mean, not to mention
who isn't.
Exactly. But also not to mention if the nerves get going, I'm a tub.
Yeah.
You're a tub.
Yeah. Yep.
So maybe like a limo bus, somewhere you can get a good stretch going. Get a good stretch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have one of those drivers who's like willing to just crank the AC. and yeah. have a driver who's going to leave the little portal. What's it called? Yeah. The window?
I don't know what that
thing's three quarters. Look, I don't want you hearing my whole conversation, but if I say, hey, Joey, I want you to hear first bat. I don't want to have to knock. It becomes awkward. Right?
Side note.
Yeah.
How are limos, I don't want to say legal, but yeah, how are they legal? Because like, dude, does open alcohol just not does open alcohol just not apply?
I literally think it has to do with the window, man. Once you close that window, it's like, I'm not responsible for these clowns.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying though? Like there's I don't know if open alcohol is permitted, but I think it's fine. I don't think anyone's gone in it. They have champagne things in there.
I know.
Coolers.
So we've gone through people showing up. Next step.
Let's go. How about the actual ceremony itself?
Yeah. Like ceremony. If I may.
Yeah.
You know, you as the man, you got to get there early, right? Mm-hmm. Like whether you're getting married, you know, at a church or like at a beach or something like that, usually the man is off to the side by himself, reconciling in his own thoughts.
Yeah.
Usually a bad idea, first of all, men. Yeah. What do we know? Don't be thinking. If I'm like, let's say I'm in a chapel just off to the side, church is playing their church music. I'm going to tell the priest, yo, father, crank up the tunes I want. I got to be in the zone right now.
That's fair.
Hey, we've seen shows, very unrealistic, where they say the guy says the wrong name, right?
Yeah.
We've seen shows where people get cold feet. If you play my favorite music, I'm fine. I'm game.
That's true. Right? How do you feel about maybe sneaking in a snack? Because could be, you might be waiting, you might get a little hungry.
Yeah.
Is that a bad idea?
I didn't think you were going to say that. Like you're going to say something totally different. I don't know what you were going to say. A snack, maybe like an apple fritter, like a nice small donut.
Or I if like you try, that, yeah.
Or, you know, wedding day, you got to keep it light. Maybe some carrots and hummus.
The hummus is the best.
Garlic. Like a peanut butter. Peanut butter is even worse.
Yeah, well, you got allergies now at the wedding. Hey, now people, hey,
toast and butter. Just a good old fashioned.
Maybe a granola bar.
That works.
Not a Nature Valley though. Those things. You leave a trail going down there.
You're gonna leave crumbs. So you're gonna be mice in the church.
Yeah, it's gonna be mice in the church.
No, but definitely like a snack. Working. Look, if I'm hungry at the front, I'm gonna be dying for that host or dying for whatever.
Don't be ripping fruit by the foot now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Imagine just fruit by the foot. You're just
Or like I don't know, just like a pregame snack, just to make sure I'm 100%. Like if I'm a little like empty stomach, I might be grumpy. I don't want to say like, do you take this person? I'm gonna be like, yeah. It's like whoa. It's like I miss my pregame snack. That makes sense. But if you give me a snack. Changes the game. I'm going to be happy.
Of course. What else at the ceremony could you think of?
This is a good one. You know how we said, you know, as the groomsmen are coming in, we're going to have like a little intro music or whatever.
Yeah.
I want like each groomsman and bridesmaid, whatever, all the ladies and the men, when they walk down there, you can pick your own intro music.
in the church,
man. Church, as long beach, as it's on, as if long you're as it's, at City Hall, all I'm saying,
acoustic.
Yeah, if you're walking in, look, I don't want like a guy screamo music. No,
yeah, no.
But it's gotta be
acoustic. Yeah, piano or a thing.
Ooh, yeah. I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Okay. There you go. Play the first verse of or chorus. There you go. Yeah. Everybody should have their own intro. Like I don't want, you know, canon in D major for everybody. You know what I mean? Change it up. Hey, you get Let It Rock by Lil Wayne back in the day. That was one of my favorite songs. Hey, you get to walk down the aisle, my aisle. I want this. Yeah, it's my wedding, but I want everybody to have a good time. Yeah, you know? Have an intro music.
Just keep it PG for the kids, but yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Also. Are you going to have children and lock in your ring down or what?
Let me just say, I'm not going to stand here and make it seem like I'm not a humble guy.
Yeah.
Like I would consider myself a humble person. I swear when I go to weddings and there's a ring boy or a flower girl, I always think of like, oh, look how nice they are. And I'm not looking at this bride and groom anymore. I don't care.
But
so maybe it's time for them to take a seat. Wait 20 years when it's your wedding.
Part of me gets a little nervous though. Every time I see the little kid, I'm like,
let me tell you something.
Holding the real ring. What's going on?
What if this kid decides I'm just going to throw this. I'm just going to toss it. Kids, I don't want
kids
this.
Kids are dumb, man. They're dumb.
What if one kid says, I'm hungry. This looks yummy. Maybe he missed his pregame meal. And he goes, exactly. I'm going to eat this flower. I'm going to eat this, you know, ring.
Oh, back to just one thing I want to say. When you have the groomsmen over your house, or grooms people.
Yeah.
How, what age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's always that one 16-year-old that finds himself. It's like, or dude, are you like even a 13-year-old? Yeah.
I don't want to have to watch my words, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's where I would say, like, if it's a 13-year-old, right off the bat, I'm gonna say, if you haven't that's learned every bad word, any phrase, you're gonna learn it.
Yeah.
You haven't had a drink, you're gonna have a drink. I'm sorry. I'm not just gonna be like, oh, give this guy a water. Like, dude, you're having a shot. That's just the way it works. I want all my groomsmen to have a shot. You're one of them. You got forced into this. Yeah, exactly.
He's 12 years old.
Like,
he's 12 years old.
Mister, I'm 12. Yeah. You're gonna be drunk by the end of this. That's what you are. A drunk 12-year-old. We are not, we at Off the Clock do not promote underage drinking. We do not.
No, especially not people who aren't teenagers. Yeah, that's just weird. Yeah.
So after nap. You have to work in a nap on your wedding. Are you kidding me? I was just up at 7.
Right?
I was just up at 7 with my camera crew doing testimonials. I had to, you know, get my hair nice. Get my hair gelled early. You tell me I can't work in a nap? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And maybe, like, I'm going to go out on a limb here, right? I don't think people do this enough because I don't know if there's enough time. You obviously got to work in pictures at some point.
Yeah.
But can I get a shower?
Okay.
Because I'd feel a lot better if I had a shower.
Now, business idea, dude, if I was a banquet hall, you're telling me I'm not throwing showers in the
They might have it. They might have it, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably
do. But I feel like it's the least they could do. Like, you're giving them so much money.
Two dumbos right now didn't just think of that. Somebody must have thought of that before.
Get this. Showers.
No fucking way. No, but seriously speaking.
Yeah.
I do think by the end of the night, the groom stinks, dude. There's
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. At the end of my wedding, I'm gonna tell my boys, like, I'm gonna look back and be like, I gotta take the biggest shower and like
you're gonna
double.
Have to peel
I gotta double
that shirt off,
man. My back at my wedding is gonna be. If you strain my shirt, if you strain the back of my dress shirt on my wedding, it's gonna be a puddle. First of all, I'm dancing. Like, I know we're gonna get to this. God. I know we're gonna get to the dance floor eventually, and we're gonna get to the tables and whatever.
Yeah.
All the walking around, all the dancing, all the drinking I'm going to be doing, all the pictures, all the this running around. I'm going to be losing calories, calories.
Dude. But that suit, you might as well burn it after. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to, if it doesn't have any rips in it from the moves I'm busting on
if it's a rental, I'm giving it back and just straight up apologizing. If there's a fee for stinky suits, I'll pay it. I'll pay it. I won't even question it. Stinky suit fee.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, there you go. You worked in your pregame nap. You worked in your pregame nap.
Yeah.
Or pre-ceremony nap. Because now we're getting to the wedding. Now we're getting to the why we're here. It was preseason. Now we're in the playoffs.
Yeah. And in the limo bus, are we having a couple drinks in there or
100%? Yeah. Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a given.
Yeah.
But so you worked in your nap. All the boys were ready.
Now we're at the
For the girls on the girl side, they gotta work in a nap too. She's running around probably more than you are, right? So
yeah, of course. Yeah, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to the point where people are starting to arrive. You know,
but we're talking the ceremony. Right?
Now we're at the ceremony. We're getting there. People are starting to arrive. We're there.
Question.
I think the shaking the hands, I get it.
Question.
Yeah.
Are you a golf course kind of guy or no?
Yeah, I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Me too.
The only problem is that I might want to get around it. The thing is, we have a problem.
I remember telling my dad.
I have to fit a nap, a shower, and a round.
And a round of golf, right, dude? This is what I was thinking. If the ceremony is, let's say, 11:30 or 12 to 1, you get out of there by 2:30. If I hit the links by 3:30,
play some Twilight.
No, just play nine holes. Yeah. Just play nine holes quick. But maybe
obviously,
not.
The testimonials will continue. There'll be the camera crew with the golf carts.
And if I get a hole in one, on my wedding. I know it's meant to be.
This is the best day ever. Yeah. Now it's the best day ever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's say you play a quick nine. You're out of there by 4:45. Quick shower, 5:15. Mm-hmm. Tell people to start arriving by 6. I don't see a problem. Yeah. As long as everything else is being taken out. Okay.
Let me tell you something. You're arrived. If it says arrive by 6.
Yeah.
And the order or whatever, the people walking around with the small little things, the little appetizers.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres.
That's starting at 6:15. At 6:45, that's done. So don't come at 6:40 and be like, I did the finger foods.
Yeah.
Read the invitation.
Here's another thing, all right?
Yeah, by the way, I'm a pro finger foods kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're walking around me with a spring roll, I'm diving in for 3.
You know when people, obviously, 3:30 maybe. You know when people, they come in, you shake their hand, hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Give me my money, that sort of thing.
There's a bag over there.
Yeah.
Just drop the envelope in. Yeah, thank you.
Do you think, like, if someone showed up with a present, you kind of want to open it. They're right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I told the story very first episode that I knew somebody that brought a board game.
Monopoly,
right? No, it was Trouble. Right? Show some respect.
Oh, yeah, it is Trouble. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You can leave. No, yeah.
It's troubling. Troubling.
Yeah, but if it's like, hey, look, here's your boost, here's your gage. But
yeah.
I also thought we'd buy you a gift, right?
A toaster.
I'm halting that line. I'm halting that line. I'm opening it up. Dude, a fresh set of bathroom towels, white towels.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. Maybe personalized robes. Now we're talking.
Let's go.
but I agree with that. But I feel like we might have to figure out a little faster process because there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking now? Maybe a conveyor belt. Just everybody hops onto the belt and we just high five. Everybody it's going at a 5 speed around. Just high five. Thanks. Yep. As opposed to stopping. Because then you're going to have people stop and say, hey, you look handsome. And then there's always going to be that one guy you haven't seen in 15 years who's like friends with your dad.
Yeah, he wants to talk up a storm.
And let me tell you something right now. I remember when you were a kid, right? Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, you clean up nice. If I hear you, how many times are you going to, under over, how many times are you going to hear, hey, you clean up nice too, eh?
Yeah, it's got to be
true. She looks good. You look okay. You're going to hear that joke maybe 15 times.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? 100%. You're going to hear it. And you're going to have to just get used to it. But you know me, sometimes me, I'm not gonna lie, I'm very, very, outgoing and I want to talk to everybody. But there are times if you catch me on a bad day, there are times that something irks me. If on my wedding date, those stupid jokes irk me, I might call you out on it.
Yeah.
Hey, you look good standing next to her by yourself. You're ugly. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. not seriously, but like
there's a door. There's a door.
Yeah. And I'm gonna challenge him. You wanna fight? Like right now.
Also, like I wouldn't say like me and you have FOMO. Like, FOMO is
fear of missing out. Yeah.
I wouldn't say we have that
100%.
But like if you're shaking hands, right? And you're getting to the point where it's like distant friends of your, you know what I'm saying? And you see your friends at the bar, like you're kind of be like,
I want to go.
Like, babe, let's get out of here kind of thing. You know what I mean?
And she's going to be like, but it's our, I'm like, yeah, but like, they don't care.
No, but I'm sure she wants to go too, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Dude, she's probably seeing her, her girlfriends like,
exactly.
Getting smashed, like just drinking. Right. Yeah. So,
So
that's where I think you got.
That's why I'm saying you may have to speed it up a bit.
That's where I think the parents come in, man. Just get your, hey, ma, look, you say hi to
take
the relatives.
Take in.
Yeah, tag in. Just say, he's over there with his friends. Imagine. Yeah.
Or
where's the groom? Where's the man of the hour? He's actually over there with his boys. He said leave me alone.
No, but hear me out. I'm gonna get you when I go around the table. I'm gonna go to every table and say
hi.
So I'm gonna get you after. Maybe if we're standing outside and I'm shaking your hand and stuff,
Okay, so it started, right? And let me just say again, when they introduce people going in, before I get to that, I'll never forget. There's a picture in your house, of you walking into a wedding reception. Tell that story right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was probably like 12. And
I'll never forget. I'm looking at this picture.
They always say, like, I remember I was fired up. That's what it was. Like, I was fired up. And they always say, I was part of my cousin's wedding. They say, when you walk in, just give a little dance or something, and I just gave a nice fist pump, pumping up the crowd like a nice
wow, like, let's go.
Yeah, I was like, I was fired up. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, give me some love.
Yeah, I was like 12, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of energy you need for these things.
I don't want it to be like walking in like, oh, this is so nice. Yeah, I want people to be like, this is the best wedding.
Standing at 6'3".
Somebody's got to have a tie. Yeah. No, I want height listed.
Yeah, 100%.
And knowing us, I'll be like standing in that 5'8". No, you're telling that.
Yeah, like 6'2".
Yeah, and then like like one of those interesting facts, like standing in that 5'10", went to Costa Rica and almost fell off a mountain. Luca. Oh, that's me. Sorry. Like, then bump it up, 5'11" and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Relax.
But yeah. You again, when you're going, so I want intros at the ceremony, the reception. Yeah. You can walk in a basketball jersey and a hoodie. I don't care. I want you to pump up the crowd.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. And whoever you're partnered with has to be on board with it. Like, it can't be a solo thing.
You can walk it. You can ride a horse while coming into my way. No problem. Care. A cavalluch. Woo! Everybody get fired up. Is that
Where do you get the horse from?
and the MC has to be cringy. You know what I mean? Like,
no. Like, signori.
Get your towels in the air. Towels. You can't do anything better than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be a fun thing also, for the centerpiece. That's another thing. Yeah.
Exactly. For the centerpiece, none of this like, play Ring Around the Rosie, whoever, play Hot Potato quick, with the keys. Yeah? Like,
so, just something quick to get the people engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Look under your seat. Whoever's got the number 7 and is bringing on the centerpiece tonight. Go. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I should have sat there. Then it's over. It. None of this competition. Like it's a whole night event for the centerpiece. Like, nah. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, like, centerpiece is quick. And also, 95% of the time, centerpiece, is that like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's just, I usually just, if it's flowers, I'm giving them to my grandmother. Yeah.
Just handing it right off. Here you go. I won it. Thank you. I just want the competition. Yeah. I just want the high of winning it and then just handing it right off because I don't want that thing.
Yeah, of course. So we got the intros done.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I guess we could go, what usually happens first, speeches or food?
Yeah, I think you usually work it in a little simultaneously. Yeah.
Okay, so. I'm not going to go off about the food because it's kind of standard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You have your probably like a pasta or some sort of rice, and then you got your main, right?
Yeah. You got to have like you need a carb loader right up.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
And then you got your main, you know, steak, salmon, or chicken.
Yeah.
Right? The usual.
Yeah.
And then, but before we get in, so the speeches, right?
Listen, at my wedding, number one rule, I got to have at least 3 minimum Finn speeches.
No.
And they slowly get more incoherent.
Yeah. Okay. This is it. So the thing is that at my speech, easily going to start. First off, the first one's going to be a good classic speech.
Yeah, of course. Hey, you know how to tend to the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody, let's give a nice cheers, Gene Chi. Hey, yeah. That's it. Good. That's a good solid speech. The second one, you start to see, why is he? Wait, how did he end up in a story about, you know, playing a round of golf with Luca? What's he got?
It's going to be funny, though. People are laughing.
Yeah, the third one, I'm crying.
People have stopped listening.
I love this guy. I love him more than his wife.
Yeah, it's gonna get to that point. It's definitely good.
It's like, all right, we might have to get the mic out of his hand.
But it's all fun. Yeah. But realistically speaking, like, I don't want very long speeches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you have that one where it's like, you know, sometimes you go on YouTube and you like look up like, best man speech, and it's like 15 minutes. I'm not I don't want that. No. Imagine being there like halfway through. I'm looking at my family like, where the fuck's the food?
Yeah.
What the hell is this bozo talking about?
Yeah. And like, come on, 15 minutes. Like, now we're losing valuable time here.
I don't know. Night's only so long, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now here's a big thing, like. I don't know about you, but like the drinks, like how many bars? Like, I remember when I was a kid, like I used to go in a lineup sometimes to the bar and they come back with a pitcher, right? But it'd take forever.
How do you feel about
boost those numbers on the bars? That's it.
Are you 4 children at the reception or whatever, the wedding?
100%, man. Kids menu all day, dude. Chicken fingers and fries. You're going to love this 100%. Wedding.
100%.
You kidding me? If I went to a wedding, go on.
The only thing I'm gonna say though, don't expect others to take into account there's children there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Again, same thing. Like
slip. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't. And, you know.
Now, if we want to get really into it, we're back to the camera crew. I want them to pull some family members aside. Maybe say, hey, I heard this guy saying this. How do you feel about this? Maybe we bring up some family drama. Hey.
Okay.
You know what? Hey, the best story. Definitely controversial. The best stories about a wedding always involve some, at some point, some cousin did something to somebody. You got to have that story in the testimonial, man. Or in the interview, right?
Oh, I almost forgot. How about the tables? What are you doing there? Are you in terms of people wanting to sit together, that sort of thing?
I'm mashing it up, Batman.
Yeah?
I want people to meet.
I like that.
I want people to meet.
Yeah, this is more of a networking event than anything else.
What do you do? No way, dude. We just struck a deal because you put us at the same table. Hey, man, what are you gonna do? You'll never forget this.
It is my night. Yeah, it is my night.
But it's our night.
It's our night.
No, but I was going to say, in regards to that, sometimes you'll look, you'll be like,
why is my grandmother sitting at a table with my wife's distant cousin who's in finance? That makes no sense.
So where do you think I should put my RSPs? I'm telling you, Mr. Santangeli. I know you're close to the end. But hey, I'm glad we met. No, I'm
talking. Your grandmother just comes.
Sometimes I'll look and I'll be like, there's a dance floor here. I'm on the groom's side, so everybody on the groom's side here, and then I'm like, mash it up, put it in the blender.
Yeah.
Hey, rotating. Well, you know what? I just thought of something. Rotating tables. Everybody stand up and find a new table.
That's good. That's a good one for the centerpiece.
Everybody stop what you're doing. Get your meals, get your belongings, and find a new table. All right. Keep people on edge.
Yeah.
Gotta be quick at my wedding.
No. Gotta be quick. You definitely gotta be quick. Yeah. All right, I like that idea. Networking event. now we're getting to the good stuff.
Yeah, here we go.
Meal's done.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of want a bar outside too, but you know.
Yeah. Proposal for this. When the meal's done, we push the tables and you have to sign at the beginning. Are you going to dance or no? If you write no, we're going to set up chairs on the outside.
No. You're at the door.
We'll set up the hall next door, the event space next door. You can go there and you guys can sit down. When the lights dim, we're taking the tables out.
I'm bringing everything
down. A small seating area with air conditioning for you to cool down just a bit. Because that's how hard we're going to dance. You remember New Year's 2 years ago?
I
danced the entire night. I swear to God, the next morning I had 3 blisters. Best feeling. I was like, my legs were toned. I was like, dude, when he's working out, we can just dance all night.
Yeah, it's true. Dance
sign at the beginning. Steak, salmon, chicken. Will you be dancing?
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree.
Reconsider why you're coming, or rethink of why you're even coming. Right? Like,
just
coming for a meal. I mean, like, you could probably get a lot cheaper meal somewhere else, right?
Because at the end of the day,
I'm looking for a return on investment here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's with true. All due respect.
Yeah.
You can make some serious cash at your wedding.
Yeah. So, but I'm trying to throw a party. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a big party, right? Yeah. So you gotta be dancing. Also, don't be requesting songs. I made the playlist. I know what people like here. All right, don't be.
Want to hear something?
Play Pitbull. No, I'm not playing Pitbull, man. Wait.
Two years ago, remember New Year's 2 years ago? Whatever. So I was dancing. I was dancing with this girl, you know, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I was the more involved dancer. I love dancing, whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to keep her on the dance floor, right?
Yeah, of course.
I remember I do sleazebag moves, like not sleazebag in a way. It's like, look at this clown, but it's just like, why did you do that, right? Yeah. This was one of them. One of them was writing that Valentine's Day thing. The other one was I don't know. I keep mentioning them throughout the show. Sleazebag Vin. One of the things I did. I grab the 20 from my wallet. I go up to the DJ.
This wasn't a good idea.
I slip the 20 just perfectly right between my middle finger and my ring finger. I go, this girl loved Guns N' Roses. I remember. I go, hey, play something from Guns. He goes, Guns N' Roses? I go, yeah. He goes, okay. Grabs the 20.
Yeah, you can play it.
I don't think he played Guns N' Roses, this jackass. I gave him $20.
Yeah, no, it wasn't your best move. Wasn't your best move.
I think I just lost 20 for absolutely no reason.
Oh, band or DJ?
Ooh, DJ. I gotta go DJ, man. Cause band, like, I feel like if they don't know a song, it's like, hey.
Yeah, like this, you can only play "Fly Me to the Moon" so many times in one night, right?
That's true. And it's like, if it's like light classic rock, it's like, okay, but like, are we stuck in like, you know, like 90s, like Hallmark movie? Like, just get "Fire Burning" by Sean Kingston. If you can play that on the acoustic guitar, then I'll get you.
That's gonna come on
at least three times, to be honest with you. And "Temperature." Temperature by Sean Paul.
And I want "Thinking Out Loud"'s gotta come on.
Oh, dude, man.
You know what I mean?
I know. Jeez.
Like, at the end of the day, this is the site of
love. That's our dance. That's mine and yours.
That's what you said. I love. So
I got the "Off the Clock" boys dancing to "Thinking Out Loud" by Ed Sheeran, which they have claimed to be the best song of all time.
I don't want my MC yapping too much. Eh?
No. If you're talking throughout the song, like,
yeah, no,
I'm thinking out loud. Hey guys, this is the song. But, yo, dude, just keep going, right?
Just want to let you guys know. Just want to let you guys know. Bar is open. Go enjoy yourself. Like,
yeah,
everyone knows.
And then when they throw in a joke too, like,
yeah, yeah,
don't get too rowdy out there, kids. But yeah, absolutely, I do. It's like,
I didn't hire a comedian.
Someone turn off this guy's. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I didn't hire a comedian to do my wedding.
Right? Exactly. But yeah, no song.
Hey, throw a couple jokes, but like, don't make a joke like this. I was gonna mention this. Like, if I go upstairs, I'm definitely, first of all, me and my wife are gonna work in one change.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, at least a shirt, right?
Yeah, like, at least one where I'm a short sleeve shirt, right?
And to be honest,
like, short sleeve button
underwear.
And my underwear's gotta change. Yeah, my underwear's gotta change. Maybe my socks too.
Yeah,
but. If I work in a change, I don't want this guy to be like, oh, I wonder where they're going, kind of thing, right? Like,
listen, okay, I got relatives here, buddy.
Yeah, all right. My grandmother's here, and she didn't need to hear that crap from you.
Yeah, Mr. MC.
Yeah, Mr. MC. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, why don't you get married, Mr. MC?
Now this is important because I need to honestly ask you. There's some traditions at weddings that I don't know about. You know, keeping on the same topic. All right.
Yeah.
You know the thing that the women wear on their thigh, the garter.
Yeah.
Is it the garter?
The Gardner Expressway. Yeah.
The Gardner Expressway. The little. I swear it's a strap of cloth that serves absolutely no purpose.
No purpose. No garter. Whatever. Garter. Something like that.
The garter. Sure. You know when you sometimes go to these weddings, some of these guys say, like, "All right, take out the
garter,"
right? And you have to go up there and bunch mocks to get up there. You have to eat away to try to get this thing, man.
I feel like it was more of a. I feel like it was more of a traditional thing, but it's not happening. It's not happening. I'm not
because I went to a wedding once, and this traumatized. I went to a wedding once, and the guy at the they put the blindfold, obviously, and the guy goes in there, and they put. Like the groomsman's leg, and it was a hairy leg. And this groomsman, like, they swapped the leg. So the woman was sitting down. And then, like, when they put the blindfold on, the guy sat down and put shorts. And he's And he put shorts in a tablecloth. So it looked like a dress, but it was a man, right? It was one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
The guy goes up, he's munching away at a leg, full of hair. Yeah. I would take off the blindfold and be like, whoa.
I don't understand the purpose that it served.
Yeah, really. but.
There's children there, and then you have to do some explaining. Exactly. And it's just,
excuse me, dad or mom, when they're asking, why is that man sniffing away at this woman's crotch? Well, first of all, they're married, so whatever. But second of all, it's a stupid tradition. Who knows what could happen? I'm being honest with you.
It's just not happening.
Yeah. Especially like with all the dancing, like, you know, like I'm going to be shoving my sweaty hair in there. Like, come on.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, bunch of mugs.
It's a good point. Let's get rid of it. Let's try change it up. Maybe a different tradition. You know what I was thinking of? Girls get to catch the bouquet, or the bridesmaids, or whoever.
Yeah.
Maybe my boys want to get married. Never think of that.
Yeah.
Maybe my boys want to get married next. So
throw a cannoli. I don't know.
You ever catch the cannoli in their mouth?
No. We'll think of something for the guys to catch.
We'll play like a game of jackpot with the football.
Oh, there you go. Darts. Whoever gets the jackpot or the. No, I like that. Jackpot. Throw up a football. Yeah. That's a good one. Everyone that was a very good one. I don't know why I just threw in darts. Yeah, I have a whole game of darts to 580.
180.
crowd going nuts. That'd be good, actually. But yeah, we gotta do a couple tosses.
Yeah.
Flower toss, sure.
Yeah. I'm thinking now. How about
maybe one-on-one basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
One-on-one. You know, if you want to post up your buddy, you really want to be the next one to get married.
Yeah, maybe you, if the wedding, if it's in the summer and you got a little bit of an outdoor thing, maybe get out some outdoor, not games. You don't want people getting distracted, but you know those
like a balloon toss.
A balloon.
Like a balloon, like
the egg toss,
or the egg toss, or a watermelon.
No, not a
it's not a carnival.
It's not a picnic. No, I'm talking about like you know the bags, the bean bag thing tossing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's casual, very casual.
I thought you were about to say the bag race where you got to hop on one at the end.
No, three-legged race.
Is that my aunt with doing the three-legged race? Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Let me just say, look, I don't want to be rude here, but if you have like one of those egg tosses or water balloon tosses or a watermelon eating contest or three-legged race at a wedding, that is a white wedding. I'm sorry. I just want to lay it out there.
Yeah.
That is a white wedding. True.
Yeah. It's very.
If you show up with khakis and a lumberjack shirt at my wedding, I'm going to have to refuse.
Yeah.
Sorry, you cannot come.
Yeah. No. You can't be ripping. Yeah. I don't. You can't stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. And another thing I want to say. So just to wrap it up here, because we're getting to the end of the wedding, midnight, usually, you know, Italians. Our heritage or our background. We got at midnight. You got to bring out the porchetta, right? Now, while I will do that, yes, maybe we change it up slightly so we have the porchetta or some burgers.
McDoubles, yeah, McDoubles.
Some burgers. Hey, I just turned on the grill. You guys want some hot dogs? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I might go out on a limb and say people might enjoy the midnight food more than the actual meal.
I absolutely agree because at midnight I can't see. It's like, what am I eating? Oh, it's porchetta. Nice.
I can't see.
And the one thing about porchetta is like, you know, sometimes you get a hunk of fat and it's like, it's totally okay. I'm totally okay with this right now.
I want some greasy food. Maybe even a poutine station.
Sure. Dude, remember how we said a couple weeks ago, the fondue, we were talking about the Valentine's Day fondue. Chocolate fondue at a wedding. That makes kids' dreams come true. That makes people 100%. Stay at the wedding, right? So.
Yeah. I want a lot of, I'm going to have a lot of fun. So maybe. A cotton candy thing too.
Yeah. Although I'm not a big cotton candy guy, but maybe just for the event, you know? Maybe one of those stations that, like, you remember at Sweet 16s, people would have like put candy into a little thing and go back to your table. You get like a little candy station.
Bring a candy station. No, mine's gonna be I think you need to really up the midnight stuff. Maybe even an ice cream thing, some gelato. It's gonna be good.
This sounds like so much fun, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, how many of these things? I think you should definitely have the camera crew following around with the testimonials. That'll be a good.
Maybe one of the. And then at the end, you air it like a week later, but invite everybody back.
Yeah.
Right. And rent a hall, put the testimonials up there. Number and you're going to hear 2 weeks ago when you made that joke on the dance floor and I left, I went to the testimonial and I told the camera crew that you suck.
Yeah, run it back.
I want some drama.
Yeah, I think so. So now, I think everything's coming to an end. Wedding's coming to an end. By the way, what's your time limit on this bad boy? I think 2 a.m. is a good time.
2 a.m. is a solid time. Because if we go into 3, the staff's got to go home, right? The staff's got to go home. I feel bad.
I don't mind, like, if it's just, like, you close family, couple friends, you're lingering around till 3:45, 4. That's fine. Yeah.
And then I'll give a tip, you know, hey, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah. I mean, you already spent that
much to the staff. Right? Well.
Money doesn't really matter anymore. After you paid the camera crew $100K to follow you around all day.
Yeah.
But, so I think 2 is a good time for anyone that's not as important to leave.
Yeah.
And next day, get me on a plane, eh?
Oh, I'm out. Yeah, I don't want to be here.
No.
Gone. Honeymoon.
I agree. Yeah, I 100% agree. Oh, and I forgot one more thing. And this one's a bit of a stretch. Hear me out.
A stretch. A stretch before dancing. Sorry.
Yeah, important. No. If it's like everyone's dancing, right? And we're getting to a point where people have been dancing for 3 hours. My friend asked me, and I know he could sing. He goes, yo, you mind if I grab the mic? Go for it.
Dude, absolute belt.
Now,
belt.
don't be hammered swinging Sweet Caroline. No, slurring the words. Like, I don't want
that.
You go
up there, and you're like, and you sing, like, Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Yeah, and I know you could sing. Yeah, I've heard you sing it before.
Like me?
Yeah.
Are you talking about me? Or like,
yeah, you should be good.
If like a buddy's like, yo, like, I'm at that point, like, I'm drunk and I want to sing right now. It's like,
yeah, but dude, you know he's good.
But not,
you
know, like, I mean? I'm going to go out there and, it's raining, man. Right?
No.
He goes out there like, yo, I want to go actually sing some Bocelli. I'll be like, grab the mic. Ahead. First of all, while you're up there, tell the MC to shut up because he's probably talking too much.
He's probably yapping. He's lucky he hasn't lost his job yet.
Grab that mic and sing. When you do that, right? Like, if this guy sings The Prayer by Celine Dion and Bocelli, man, everybody's going to love it. Yeah. This guy goes in. And if he's single, getting laid. Sorry, well, I have to say it.
Yeah, and at my, I remember at my cousin's wedding, like 2 summers ago, they had a friend that could sing, right? And it wasn't like too late into the night, but dude, the guy, like they said, like, I guess they kind of set this up for him, but he grabbed the mic, sang a couple songs, and he was phenomenal.
Did he get signed?
The song, no, I think he has. I think he's like on Apple Music. But
a beauty.
You know the song Very Superstitious?
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Did you say that? It was unreal. Wonder, Very Superstitious. Yeah, it was good.
Wow. That is crazy. I thought it was going to be like a nice little, like, you know, Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up, like nice and slow. But this guy, like,
that, I'll take that too, though. But,
oh, dude. He's like,
Very Superstitious. Yeah, it was good.
That's unreal. The Stones.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man, that's sick. That's sick.
What, before we wrap it up here, what song is everyone leaving to? I know, I kind of know yours.
I wrote mine down, but like it's my song that people end off a night to. We did it at the cottage at New Year's last year, 2 years ago when we went to the cottage.
Yeah.
My Way, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's gotta be Frank, I think.
Frank Sinatra, My Way, man. I'm just everybody's leaving, and now everybody's just like, hey, have a good night. Thank you. Thank you for this night. Everybody's just having a good time. I want people crying leaving my wedding.
Yeah, I think
I want people to be like, I don't want this night to end at Nico Papa because he does not want nights to end.
Yeah.
Nico Papa hates nights ending.
Yeah, he's asleep when you're dead. That's what he says.
But like when you leave, I want you to be like, I want you to sit in your car for like 10 minutes and be like, that was unreal.
Well, maybe don't sit in your car. Maybe get a ride home or something.
Yeah. Be
responsible. But
Uber's going to have a great night on my wedding.
Hey, I'm not responsible.
I'm gonna tell the Uber payments. Driver. I'm gonna tell him, hey, buddy, get your friends because you're gonna have a lot of rides. You're gonna make a lot of cash tonight. He's gonna be like, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be like, no problem, man. What's your name? Come in for some food.
We got the porchetta still going. Yeah.
That wraps it up, dude. Sounds like a great event. Great event.
Yeah. I think we had some good ideas. People should really use. Yeah. I think they should really.
Maybe we should do like a TV series on Amazon. Like just like top 10 weddings, just like the testimonials and all that get like different.
Yeah.
And they all,
that's
all
not,
the, all,
not
all,
a bad idea.
All the families come together and they say, which one had the most dramatic wedding? There you go. You win a prize. Prize? Honeymoon. Wow.
Like a reality TV?
Just made a reality TV.
They have on TLC 4 weddings. I think
but that's like they rate the food. They rate the venue. I don't want no rating. I want like drama. I want who screwed over who and who's mad about it at the wedding. Who's
today? And let me tell you something about that show. They all give each other terrible ratings.
Yeah. Okay. Like, first of all, that's not a thing.
Food was about 3 out of 10. I'm like, okay, maybe not 3.
Yeah.
Like,
you know whose food was a lot better? Mine. Like, we get it. You know what?
I know you want to win.
The person who wins just rates everybody the lowest.
Yeah.
The person who loses is like, you know what? She had great food. I'm going to give her a 10. It's like, okay, now you're going to lose. It's like,
yeah, exactly. You know, what are you missing? Oh, you just here for fun?
Good show, though. I don't mind that show. Good show.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, man. What a fun time. That was fun. How'd you find the Zoom epi?
It was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot, and it was fun. I think it might work. See how it sounds. I feel like I may have been moving the mic a bit too much.
Oh, good, buddy. You look great.
Thanks, man.
Don't know why I have to say that. But okay. Reminder, everybody, we're the 37th ranked on Apple Podcasts in the comedy section. So let's get it higher. Let's get it higher. That's what I want. North, higher.
Yeah.
So what do we say? Top 25. We can smash that by the end of the year, we hope.
Yeah. Probably top
top three or something. Yeah.
And honestly, if you're listening on Spotify, we appreciate it. Maybe download Apple Podcasts. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Also, CastBox.
How are we doing on profits? We don't want to throw them under the bus, but like, I don't know who you are.
Are they breaking even? That's
all right. That should just about do it.
they're gonna take us off a gas.
Oh yeah. Are we breaking even? You're done.
Yeah. All right.
Become a $1 billion corporation.
So you could listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the one and only CastBox.
And
also Radio Lawyers Wednesdays at 8 p.m., correct? Is that correct? That's right, yeah. And where can they find us?
Dude, you guys can follow us at @offtheclock_podcast on Instagram. I just posted a little story about our little Zoom setup, and the one and only LS, Luke Shrimp, posted that sweet video.
Maybe if people like the video thing, maybe we'll end up on YouTube. Who knows?
Ooh, who knows? But I will say also, there's a nice trend going. You just had to be there with the four picks. You know we're gonna post something.
Yeah, 100%. We'll figure
out. Find the right one. Yeah. From Off the Clock, we are the boys. Take it easy, guys. Have a good week. See you next week.
See you guys.